Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, April 19th. Coming up, there's a new voice hitting the airwaves for Dialogue, IPM's new community affairs program. The magazine show aims to highlight and amplify Black voices. A conversation I had with the new host of Dialogue in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Patient advocates are backing an effort led by Governor J.B. Pritzker to ban junk insurance plans in Illinois. Mawa Iqbal has more.
They're also called short-term health insurance plans. These policies are cheaper and meant to fill temporary gaps in coverage when a patient is moving from one source of insurance to another. But advocates like Protect Our Care Illinois say insurers will often deceive patients into thinking these plans provide robust coverage. Cody O'Connor, a multiple sclerosis patient, says this was true for him.
It's very frustrating and hurtful that these companies take your illness, whatever it is, and use it for profit.
The measure is part of a larger package of healthcare reforms Governor Pritzker outlined in his budget address. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Some Illinois mayors are pushing back against Governor J.B. Pritzker's idea to cut the state's 1% grocery tax. That money goes directly to towns and cities. Mary Alexander Bosta is the mayor of Bolingbrook near Chicago. She says her village earns about $2 million a year through the tax, and that loss would be difficult to absorb. She angrily told state lawmakers that she thinks this is a pattern at the Capitol.
I actually find it insulting to say that we have been given money, we have been given opportunities, we have been given nothing. We have had our funds that are owed to us taken away from us consistently.
The cut would amount to a dollar saved per every $100 spent on eligible items. Pritzker says municipalities that don't like the idea would be free to impose their own grocery tax. The Illinois Senate passed legislation this week aimed at supporting local media in the state. The Strengthening Community Media Act would require local news organizations to give 120 days of notice about a sale to an out-of-state company. That would include notifying employees and the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. Illinois Democratic State Senator Steve Stalderman is the bill's sponsor. He says the legislation could give other local media outlets more time to step in and potentially take over.
The goal here is to keep newspapers under local ownership, local media outlets under local ownership. Far too often we see hedge funds, private equity firms coming in, buying local media organizations, laying off people, reducing the news content, and sometimes shutting down those newsrooms.
The bill is now in the Illinois House. A new facility that raises fly larvae for animal feed has been built in Decatur. IPM's Jim Meadows reports.
Governor J.B. Pritzker cut the ribbon for the Insect Innovation Center built by InnovaFeed. Pritzker says the French company is working with Archer Daniels Midland to refine methods of raising black soldier fly larvae to make oil and protein powder used in food for dogs and other animals.
By using an agricultural byproduct to breed insects to turn into animal feed, we can feed the world of tomorrow. And now that revolutionary idea has crossed the Atlantic Ocean and made a new home here in central Illinois.
InnovaFeed says the Insect Innovation Center will be joined by a much larger manufacturing plant in the next couple of years. The company says they have no plans to use the plant to make food ingredients for human consumption. I'm Jim Meadows.
Still to come, a conversation with IPM's new host of Dialogue, the magazine show aimed at highlighting Black voices in the community. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Based on real-life events, Mr. Bates versus the Post Office from Masterpiece is a shocking story of ordinary people locked in a battle against a powerful government-owned corporation. For more than a decade, the government blamed British post office managers for missing funds, which ruined lives and reputations. But workers uncovered glitches in the post office's own computer system, which it had denied for years. Friends of WILL can binge all four episodes of the series now with Passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. There's a new voice hitting the airwaves from Illinois Public Media. Kennedy Vincent is the new host of Dialogue, the local community affairs program on Illinois Soul 101.1, as well as the specialty reporter for Black and immigrant communities. I recently sat down with Vincent to learn more about her and her roles. Kennedy, tell me a little bit about yourself so the listeners can get to know you and I can get to know you. You're from the Southwest, is that right?
Yes, I was born and raised in Las Vegas, Nevada, primarily. Ooh. I went to school out there for most of my life, and then I also went to college in Reno, Nevada.
What brought you to Illinois Public Media then? How did you get to hear from Nevada?
I knew a coworker out in Nevada, and he knew our amazing news director, Reginald Hardwick, and recommended me for a role as a producer on the 21st show, and I worked remotely for a bit for them.
You're the host of the magazine show Dialogue, which is one of IPM's latest additions to our radio programming. You're also IPM's specialty reporter for Black and immigrant communities. Can you give me a brief description of what Dialogue is?
Dialogue is a community affairs magazine, and it's a product of Illinois Soul.
It's really geared towards the Champaign-Urbana community, our Black community here. We are focusing on the voices in our community to elevate our community, to have people reporting on our community who look like us. So whether that's with new uplifting perspectives, we want to share knowledge and awareness in our community, and we want others to really be conscious of the important role that we play in our community. We are trendsetters, we are leaders, we are innovators. So having that dialogue about the Black and immigrant community here in Champaign-Urbana is really important.
So on top of you being the host for Dialogue, you're also the specialty reporter for Black and immigrant communities. How does that reporter role tie into you being the host of Dialogue?
I have a lot of different focuses here at IPM, but really integration and engagement on the greater community is the objective. And the platform for Black people in Champaign-Urbana that we're creating with Illinois Soul, it ties in so deeply with the growing immigrant population here. So really, it's just about highlighting all of us. How do we all contribute to the larger context of the community?
Can you tell me why Dialogue is important then for the overall community?
We are important, and we all deserve a voice, especially our voices to be elevated. So we can all talk about race, but, you know, we need to hear from members in the community. There's a lot of stigmas about being an immigrant or being a Black person in America. Oh, I'm wearing a hoodie, walking late at night, and you already have an idea about me in your mind, but you have no idea who I am. This person that you're looking at, they could be a doctor in the hospital at Carl, and they could like save your child's life. You know, you just never know. So it's really important. It's also about motivating each other because we belong in this community. So when we're listening to our fellow community members' stories, I think it's also just about this integration aspect because everyone has a story to tell, and Illinois Soul and Dialogue is our platform.
What do you think you can bring to the table as a Black woman in this role?
Being a Black woman is beautiful. We're smart, we're beautiful, and we're talented. Of course, I've encountered challenges in this field, but I think more importantly, it's how we look at a challenge, right? Because we're all going to face difficulty and adversity no matter what. But the thing is how do we maneuver? How do we go about this? I think one thing that's really beautiful about our culture is we always persevere no matter what. So it's all about how you view the challenge. But I know that my voice is very valuable no matter what room I walk in. And I know that members in the community and a lot of people, that reflects as well. So our voices do matter. And my father is an immigrant. He came here from Trinidad and Tobago. So being the specialty reporter for Black and immigrant communities is important to me because there's also that personal connection there. But you're not just Black, you're not just immigrant. You know, like Dialogue is here to change the narrative and again, elevate our voices in the community. It's important to tell our own stories. We don't need to depend on anyone else to tell these stories. So no matter who tries to shut you down or brings challenges up to the surface, you can rise to the occasion.
Kennedy, thank you again for telling me and all of our listeners all about you.
I'm excited to see what you do. I'm going to tune into Dialogue, of course, and I'm really eager to hear all of your interviews and all of your stories. So thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly.
You can hear Kennedy Vincent on Dialogue on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. and again on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. on WILL FM 101.1. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 59 degrees, northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Alex Degman, Jade Marso, Jim Meadows, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.